Thinking of that should have pleased Pimley, but it didn't. Mostly because his thoughts had returned to the green cloaks. 60 or so had gone through Collarbound last time, the usual deployment, and they should have been back in the usual 72 hours with the usual catch of collar children. Instead, nothing. He asked Finley what he thought about that. Finley stopped. He looked grave.
"I think it may have been a virus," he said.
"Cry pardon?"
"A computer virus. We've seen it happen with a good deal of our computer equipment in Damley, and you want to remember that no matter how fearsome the Greencloaks may look to a bunch of rice farmers, computers on legs is all they really are."
He paused.
"Or the Colorfolkin may have found a way to kill them. Would it surprise me to find that they'd gotten up on their hind legs to fight? A little, but not a lot. Especially if someone with guts stepped forward to lead them."
"Someone like a gunslinger, mayhap?" Finley gave him a look that stopped just short of patronizing. Ted Brodigan and Stanley Ruiz rode up the sidewalk on 10-speed bikes, and when the master and the security had raised hands to them, both raised their hands in return. Brodigan didn't smile, but Ruiz did, the loose, happy smile of a true mental defective. He was all eye boogers, stubbly cheeks, and spit-shiny lips, but a powerful bugger just the same. Before God he was, and such a man could do worse than chum around with Brodigan, who had changed completely since being hauled back from his little vacation in Connecticut. Pimley was amused by the identical tweed caps the two men were wearing. Their bikes were also identical, but not by Finley's look.
"Quit it," Pimley said.
"Quit what, Si?"
Finley asked, looking at me as if I were a little kid who just lost the top of his ice cream cone and doesn't have the wit to realize it.